You're listening to Juno Afternoon. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and my next guest is KTOO's own Director of Marketing and Membership, Tana Peters. Hi.
Hi.
Thanks for joining me today. We are going to talk about Seafood Fest. It's coming up in about 2 weekends, and I'm already hungry.
I know, right?
So it's February 2nd mm-hmm. at Centennial Hall.
Yes.
And it starts at what time? 6 o'clock?
Yes, so actually from 5 to 6 is the Tutored Beer Tasting. So if you are one of the lucky folks who has already snagged tickets to the Tutored Beer Tasting, you want to show up a little bit before 5. If you are not, they are sold out.
Oh, that's sad. But there's good news.
There is great news. There are still tables left to buy, so you can get a reserved table. Gather up 10 friends. Well, technically 9 other friends and
people,
you.
Including yourself.
And snag one of those reserved tables, and you can sit in the middle and have a nice leisurely, you don't have to rush for a good seat or anything like that. And the reserved tables come with a round of oysters. So
that's great.
Yeah. You can still get those because the oyster tickets are also sold out.
So if you didn't get oyster tickets, you can still get oysters by reserving a table.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's really good. And where are the oysters coming from?
The oysters are they come from Prince of Wales Island from a company called SheCat Bay Oysters. And these guys are great. They work with, you know, the little company, the port. They're Barnacle Foods. Mm-hmm. So we talked to Barnacle Foods. We said, hey, can you bring those oysters you guys do at the port? And they said, sure. We can come and shuck them, and we can provide all those delicious toppings, which was really exciting. And they called their oyster provider, and he's like, yeah, we'll provide them donation. So everybody's donating. It's amazing. They're getting flown in fresh, like the day of kind of thing. And then the guys from Barnacle will come in and shuck them, and you can have those kelp pickles on them and all that.
Oh, yeah. That sounds amazing. Wow. Seafood Fest is such a great event. I look forward to it every year. And we should mention that regular tickets are still available.
Absolutely. Yeah. There are definitely tickets available. So what that ticket will get you is a taste of everything from 9 separate restaurants that are coming and cooking dishes from halibut, rockfish, I'm not going to remember it all, salmon, and Pacific cod. And then also, in addition to that, we'll have Copa will be there with ice cream. We'll also have Heritage bringing coffee and cookies, so you get some dessert with that as well. And then there's also live music throughout the event by the amazing, it's Salisa Thole and Jocelyn Miles who will be singing, accompanied by Luke Weld on the piano. It's like mind-blowing. I was like, oh my gosh, you guys will do this? Yes.
People will be so entertained, they might almost forget to eat. Will there be a no-host bar?
Yes, absolutely. And we have a great team at the bar this year, and we actually added a little bit of bubbly. So if you maybe got a little oyster, you want a little bubbly
champagne
to go with that? Yeah.
Champs. That's awesome, Tana. This is terrific. It sounds like it's really shaping up. And you have some menu items that to tell us about today.
Yes, the menu items have been coming in. We have a few stragglers out there. So if you guys are listening, call us and tell us what you're cooking, okay? But some of them just sound amazing. Breezen is doing Cajun blackened rockfish brioche slider with jalapeno bacon jam.
Man.
I know. I was like, almost too many things. Plus, they do a bunch of amazing sides as well. So Breezen, they're rock stars. And sometimes, as Christy likes to call it, they cook a la minute, like live cooking there at the event. So we'll see what they end up doing. We also have some delicious halibut ceviche coming in. Mm. And then I think we also have some rockfish ceviche. So a couple, you can do like a little compare and contrast. It's fun. We have Marisol. They're new this year and they're doing some rockfish ceviche.
Oh, man. I love them and I love rockfish.
I know, right? So that's like so exciting.
Yeah.
Then we got another not new to Juno, but new to the Seafood Fest, El Sombrero, classic, wonderful restaurant in town. And they're doing halibut and cod fajitas. So I just like can't wait for the sizzle.
Oh, man. These all sound great.
And Let's see. I've got a couple more. We have a Swiss chard and lardo wrapped salmon. Guess who that is? It's Salt.
I was going to say.
I was like, lardo.
I didn't want to be wrong, but yeah.
Yeah. And then let's see. And it, oh, so TK Maguire's is doing the halibut ceviche. And in addition, they're also doing a salmon stuffed puff pastry.
Oh, wow.
I love that.
Yeah. Mm. Salmon, good. And pastry, good.
What is so fun is there's like a bunch of different styles. You know, we have Mexican restaurants. We have like all these different flavors. So we also have Raven Cafe, those guys that are at the museum right mm-hmm. over here.
Yep.
And they're doing steamed halibut in calabaza sauce with coconut milk. We had to look this up. It's like a delicious Filipino. I'm like, wow. Oh my gosh, it sounds amazing.
Yeah. Boy, and I mean, they do a really good burrito over there. And
yes.
I'm very excited to see what they do for Seafood Fest.
Yeah, they were Raven Cafe, and they also have the
Twilight Cafe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they make amazing food.
Yeah.
And
they're like great neighbors, too.
The secret neighbors with the delicious food. I know, it's awesome. We're like,
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, and then we have three other restaurants who still have to report to us. You know who you are.
Well, I mean, I've never had anything I didn't like at Seafood Fest, so
good.
I'm sure it's all going to be amazing. I'm really excited. Thanks, Tana, for telling us all about it. And where can we get our tickets one more time?
KTOO.org/seafood.
Yay. All right, Tana, thanks so much for being here. Anything else you want to add?
No, that's it. Just get your tickets before they're gone.
All right, we sure will.
Thanks, Shelley.
Thank you.